This is the Jeff Buckley Grace Around the World podcast. On this episode, we visit with Moby.
I met Jeff, it would have been 1990 or 91, at some point in the early 90s. My ex-girlfriend Janet, when she and I broke up, she started dating Jeff. And this was when he had first started playing at Chennai. And so she said, she called me up and said, my boyfriend is playing at Chennai, and in order to get a regular gig there, he needs people to show up. So would you come see him sing? And also she wanted my opinion on his music. So I went to Chennai when it was on 8th Street, because then it moved down to Attorney Street. And Jeff was set up in the corner with his acoustic guitar and playing his songs. And the first time I saw him, maybe there were 10 people there, 10 or 15 people. I really liked him quite a lot.
There's a child sleeping near his twin. The pictures go wild in a rush of wind. That dark angel he is shuffling in, watching over them with his black feather wings unfurled.
When he put out his album, Grace, there was a time in the 90s when the only successful music to come out of New York was hip-hop and R&B. And so Jeff was really, there was Luscious Jackson and Jeff, and that was about it as far as like more successful stuff coming from an indie rock background. And with Jeff, there was always like the Tim Buckley, like when I first met him, part of my curiosity was that he was Tim Buckley's son. Because I'd really liked Tim Buckley quite a lot. And I hate to say this, I remember the first time I heard him play, I think I even said, like, he's not bad, but he'll never be as good as his dad. And I think they were just very, very different. And I really liked Tim Buckley, but Jeff's music was just different and wonderful in its own right. But his fame, I mean, he was famous in the East Village. And I have to say, I had a degree of resentment towards him. Because, he had a beautiful voice, and he was incredibly handsome, and he just had a wounded quality to him, and as a result, women loved him. And I actually just remember resenting him a little bit because he was just such a magnet for really remarkable women.
I never actually saw him play with a band. I saw him play acoustically at Chennai a whole bunch of times. Either because Janet, my ex who had dated him, would invite me, or I would just happen to be at Chennai and he would be playing. And there's definitely a long tradition of sensitive singer-songwriters, as far as Jeff influencing other musicians, I don't know. I mean, I think of Snow Patrol or Coldplay, who definitely, fall into the same category of, very sensitive, melodic singer-songwriters. Although with Jeff, I mean, it would have been really interesting to see what would have happened to him personally and professionally had he not died. Because whether he would have disappeared into obscurity, which, knowing him in the way that I did, I could have easily seen that happen. I could have, instead of me sitting here talking about him posthumously, if he had lived, I could just as easily see sitting here saying, did you hear he moved to St. Louis and he runs a pawn shop and plays guitar on the back porch? Or he could have gone on to be a big rock star, but his disposition really was not the disposition of a huge rock star. And he just, and you could tell he was trying to figure things, like he, you know, he liked being a public figure, and he liked having a record contract, and he liked going on tour and all these things, but he was just too sensitive for it.
For more information on Jeff Buckley and Grace Around the World, visit jeffbuckley.com. Thanks for listening.